I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1470, Inspired Writing. The Bible is such a gift to God's people. It's the source record of God's interaction with the world, but primarily with His people, all pointing ultimately to Jesus. It is inspired by God, so we can expect to meet God there on the pages, as the written word bears witness with our spirits to the living word, Jesus. But it's also inspired writing. It's a writing. It was written over the span of about 1,500 years on three different continents by about 40 different authors speaking different languages in different cultures and time periods. And because of that, we have to know how to read the Bible well. This inspired literature needs careful, not careless, attention as we seek the Lord there on the pages. The words appear in sentences, and the sentences appear in paragraphs, the paragraphs in chapters, the chapters in books, and so on. The writers of the Bible could take for granted that their first readers knew a few things, that they didn't bother to write down and explain because their readers already knew it. But thousands of years later, with a different language and a different culture on a different continent, we don't automatically know what they knew. In Mark 7:3, it says the Pharisees don't eat without first thoroughly washing their hands. Well, what does that mean? I wash my hands. Does it mean the same thing? And Matthew leaves it out because his readers knew what it meant, so he didn't have to tell them. Let's take a deeper look today at the inspired writing. This podcast is about the two great commandments, to love God and to love others in our everyday lives. And we know about the God that we're to love in a primary way through Holy Scripture. There's so much to say on this topic, I don't think I can do it in one episode. We take figures of speech for granted. I mean, we have figures of speech. If someone says, "I have a frog in my throat," we mean that their throat is hoarse. We don't mean that they literally have a reptile in their throat going ribbit, ribbit. Well, the Bible had its own version of figures of speech, but we don't automatically catch them as we read the text. And then there's allusions to other Bible texts or events that fly over our heads, but would land really hard with the first readers. In our culture, if someone were to say, "Where were you on 9/11? We would get it. We know what they're talking about. But prior to September the 11th, 2001, if you'd ask someone, "Where were you on 9/11? It wouldn't make any sense. Or take the woman at the well. Knowing that women usually came in groups together in the cool of the day to get water, and that this woman in the story is all alone and it's the heat of the day, that tells you a lot about her that you wouldn't get if you didn't have a basic understanding of the culture in which she lived. Unless we dig a bit deeper into the culture and background of the first audience of the biblical text, we'll just assume our own. We'll just read our own world into their world, and we'll likely miss the meaning altogether. Here's the great question. Is there a text that's always puzzled you that a little deeper dive into the background might help you to understand the written word better? Let's pray. Lord, all Scripture is inspired by you and given for reproof, correction, and instruction in righteousness. And sometimes we admit we're confused. Help us, Holy Spirit, and give us the tools to the treasure chest that we need. Grant us a fuller understanding into the culture and customs, the language and literature, the genres and the like, so that we not only rightly divide the word of truth, but also enjoy it more, find it more fulfilling, as we find those aha moments of clarity. We're never finished learning, Lord. Bless our study. Bless our understanding, so that learning becomes more fruitful in our own lives and in your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1471. In the meantime, Craig Keener said, "All Scripture is for all time, but it's not for all circumstances. To rightly apply it, we must apply it to circumstances analogous to those in biblical times. For example, do all women in all cultures need to still wear head coverings? Do we still need to greet one another with a holy kiss? Well, we need to understand context before application. May we all commit to a deeper dive in our understanding of inspired writing."